I tell people this. Go take two or three people through the opportunity analysis before you invest.
Okay.
Sign someone up. Listen to the consultant I did with George. Talk to one of your clients. Set up a time. Tell them you're getting into a little different aspect of your business. You've been looking at the numbers, and you think you may have a couple ideas how we can really grow your business a little bit. And can't promise you anything, but can I take you through a little questionnaire? Can you come in, and we can talk about some things? And you take them through that opportunity analysis. And if you do that five or six times, you're going to have a client. Hi, this is Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a 50-minute call with a gentleman out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's my alma mater. I had gone to the University of Alabama, and he's calling, inquiring about my HMA marketing consulting system. He, like everyone, has a lot of questions. They want to talk to me to make sure I'm a real person and just sum up and feel good about what they're getting into as far as being a marketing consultant. And that's what the nature of this call is. It's split up into three sections. The first section is him asking some general questions about the HMA system. The second step is me evaluating a postcard that he had designed after he became an HMA consultant. And the third session is a three-way call. It's me calling him back. He had received all his information and his HMA system, and I had a surprise visitor, Richard, on the phone. So it's myself, Richard, and this gentleman going over some of the unanswered questions after he had received all his information. If you are interested in becoming a marketing consultant, you probably have similar questions that he had. It's a good way for you to get questions answered in your mind before you talk to me or before you make a decision. So I hope you find this helpful and enjoy.
I've been listening to awesome audio clips on your website.
Okay, great.
Also looking around, and I had a couple of questions. If you got a minute?
Absolutely. All the time you need.
Okay.
When did you first learn about the site? Just recently introduced, or have you seen it for a while?
I had known about Hard to Find Seminars for quite a while. I did not know until this week that you were actually offering a consulting bank. So I don't know how long you've been offering that.
Since I first started.
Do you have any consultants in Alabama?
I do not. I have no consultants in Alabama. Where in Alabama are you?
I'm in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I went to the University of Alabama.
You did?
Sure did. I'm an alumni.
Well, how about that?
Roll Tide. So you're right in Tuscaloosa?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I had some great years there.
Oh, okay. I remember that across the river is Northport.
Sure, sure.
Actually, that's where my office is. It's where my home is. I'm about 100 yards from the Tuscaloosa line. So if I cross the road, I'm in Tuscaloosa. Anyway, I was wondering, after we signed on and paid your fee, are there other ongoing fees, memberships, access fees, after a few months or after a year or so?
That's a good question. When you sign on, you get 6 months access to the HMA University. Now, as consultants come on, as situations occur, as consultants call me and they say they're having trouble with this or that, and as I continue to keep building more and more content, I put it all in digital audio recordings, transcripts, and downloads. Like, let's say you said, hey, Mike, I'm having trouble getting started, and I may get Richard on the line, and we'll do a three-way call because it looks like a good opportunity for training, not only for you, one-on-one training, but also for all the other consultants. So I'm continually adding content to what's called the HMA University. All of that's downloadable, and you'll have access to that for 6 months. But I'll tell you this. Out of all my consultants, I've never had anyone who's ordered it from me after 6 months. Just because, yeah, if you plan on getting going, you're going to have everything, and it's all downloadable within 6 months. There's a lot of content there. And I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I got an email from a guy out in Australia. He says, I'm overwhelmed, my head is spinning, but he loves it, you know. I just said, don't get overwhelmed. Just go take the opportunity analysis and go talk to 10 people and you'll have your first client. Have you listened to me do the opportunity analysis? Like with that?
No, I have not.
Okay. If you want more audio, I mean, if you really want to dive in and listen to more content, go to my site, hardtofindseminars.com.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Now, up at the top, go to where it says audio clips. That's right under the logo at the top, audio clips.
Okay.
Okay? Now go to page H, as in Harry.
I got it.
These are all recordings related to the marketing consulting. Some are question and answers with Richard. Some are comments from existing HMA students. The first one is a great example of me taking someone through an opportunity analysis. See the live consultation session results in $1,200 consulting project?
Right.
Okay, this is a guy who contacted me, and I do all my consulting by phone. I don't go on appointments. Everyone's different. I just don't do it. I do it all by phone. You can print out two things. One is the opportunity analysis worksheet, which is a series of questions designed in a specific way to take a potential client through this hidden marketing assets. You know, it's like hunting for gold. You're looking for the money in their business. Now, you being your CPA?
That's right.
You have intimate knowledge already with some of your clients' business, so it may even be easier for you, but there's other parts of finding hidden marketing assets other than just money, you know, like customers and potential joint venture relationships and expertise, things like that. So you're educating the client, and it's a way for you to sell yourself and your expertise on showing them how they can increase their money without spending more money on advertising. There's a little HMA opportunity analysis training, which is just 3 or 4 pages. You can print that PDF. And then you listen to the audio recording and just follow along and listen to me take George, the owner of a small tanning salon, through this presentation. And you'll see how it ultimately results in a sale of the first project. The first project was developing a USP. It's always going to be developing and creating a unique selling proposition for the client that has to be done first. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make money for that client instantly, but it's such a necessity before you can implement other parts of the system for the client. But since then, I'm on the fifth project with George, so he paid me $1,200 for the first project, and then we're into projects 3, 4, and 5. As far as charging, if you're comfortable charging them one project at a time, or you can charge them 2 projects at a time, or 3 projects at a time, or 4 projects at a time. But what you do want to pay attention to, this guy was a great client. He's the ideal client because he's had all the marketing material. He's studied the Jay Abraham stuff. He has all the ideas, but he just can't put it all together. And that's why he hired me, someone to take him through the system to grow his business. It's just a great example of how you can take someone through this process and a great example for the type of client you want to work with.
Right.
Okay? And there's 4 or 5 of these on this page. This was the most recent one I did and published here on the site. All these recordings are based and related around the HMA system.
If I hire staff to help me do this, once I get saturated, as far as my time goes,
sure.
Will they have access to the same material?
If this is your business and you have staff operating your consulting practice, you can give them access to your username and password,
okay,
as long as it's under one thing.
The print material that you had, I heard you refer to it in one of the recordings, where it's actually the workbook makes DVDs.
Here's how we're going to work that. I finally hammered that all out with Richard. That's the group training, okay? In your package, you're going to get the 10 workbooks that teach you how to be a marketing consultant. You get the DVDs of the training that shows you how to be a marketing consultant. And then there's another set of DVDs you heard me talk about, which is the group training. And it's 10 DVDs of Richard taking 15 business owners through the training, not teaching them how to be a marketing consultant, but teaching them how to grow their business. So this is a training that you can model from, and you could take businesses through the 7 steps on how to grow their business. You get a set of those DVDs. Let's say you get 10 or 15 businesses who want to pay you, you know, $500 each to learn the 7 steps. The only thing you're going to have to order from Richard is the actual workbook. So you'll have a workbook that you have to hand out to each one of your people who are going to go through the training. And the workbooks are like $50 a pop.
Okay.
That's one additional thing if you did the group training that you're going to have to buy. But you get the DVDs with your system, so you have the opportunity to do group trainings. The only thing you're going to have to order is the workbooks.
Okay, so I cannot sell the DVD to the client.
No, you can't. You can't sell the DVDs to the client.
Okay.
You can sell the group training to the client and take them through it yourself, or you can sit them in front of a TV and play the DVDs for them.
Okay. I was just interested in had a client that had some price resistance to the fee of me coming in and paying me $2,500 or $5,000 through this. Maybe they couldn't afford that, but they might be able to afford a $500 or an $800 do-it-yourself type workbook and manual or whatever.
I've talked to Richard about that, about selling the DVDs, and we don't want that to happen. We want to keep it where the consultants maybe put on a group training, you know,
probably
for them.
That's a good idea, because it's like, get out there, and first thing you know, you find them on eBay
for
$5.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. That's correct.
Yeah. You mentioned a million-dollar consultant toolbox of service providers. Now, what type of services are we talking about here?
Well, I think what I'm talking about there is all the tools that I use to help me with my consulting practice. For instance, websites like Elance. Have you heard of Elance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Elance, they're just resources and sites that will help you with your consulting practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some samples of your marketing postcard, letters, brochures?
Yep.
You take a peek at it.
You get all that.
I don't get a chance to look at it before I come in.
No, you would not. And they guarantee you get 45 days to look at everything.
Right. When you say postcards, letters, brochures, do you have like one or two of each one, or is there several?
I could comfortably say there's one or two of each one. They're all the things that Richard used over all these years to get his consulting business going and growing. They're letters that he would send out to Chamber of Commerce. They were direct mail letters. There were postcards that could be sent out. All the promotional stuff he used in his consulting business.
And he used these to get folks to kind of raise their hands, say, hey, I'm interested in sending more, or give me a call.
He used them in joint ventures where a Chamber of Commerce would send it out to their list and get members of the Chamber of Commerce to come in for a training on how to grow their business, where Richard could come in and do a group presentation, a short group presentation, which you'll have the PowerPoint to bring them in either on more intensive group training or as a one-on-one consulting client. Let me ask you this, how many clients do you have that you're doing CPA work for?
I've got about 50 business clients, and I've got about 150 individuals.
Okay. Now, I'm not a CPA, but you have intimate knowledge about your clients. I mean, so do you see any potential clients that you could approach? Are you comfortable approaching your existing clients?
Oh, yeah. I would safely say probably half of my business clients would be interested in this to some extent.
Yeah, I mean,
at some level.
The asset you have with your clients right now, I don't even see why you'd be out there doing cold prospecting. Because if you start working with your existing clients and start using referrals and start building upon that, that's going to start your business. You start right from where you are.
Right.
The sending out postcards to people who don't know you and the stuff like that, I mean, that shouldn't even happen if you start with your clients.
Right.
Those are really last resort stuff where people don't know anybody, you know.
But it's gotten to where the tax and accounting type work is such a commodity that all CPAs are selling, that it's real price sensitive.
Yeah, you're selling price. Well, now you could really set yourself apart. You're focused one-dimensionally as an accountant is. Now you're focused multi-dimensionally where you can help a business grow by bringing more customers, by leveraging these hidden assets. It's a totally different view.
To what extent, Michael, are you going to be available if I run into an occasional...
The one thing about me, I'm so available. I mean, my customer service, it's me. And that's what I tell people. You get me. You get my reputation online. You Google my name, Michael Sinoff, and you'll see I have an impeccable reputation. I do what I say I'm going to do. I care about my consultants. I bend over backwards for them. Anything you need, I'm here. And I get back with people instantly. I'm always in front of my computer. So you won't find anyone as committed as I am, or anyone who really does what they say they're going to do. I produce a very high-quality product and a lot of value.
Sooner or later, though, you got to expect to run out of time to return phone calls.
No, I don't, because I leverage through audio. Over the last 18 months, when consultants ask me questions and I get their permission, I'll record the call, and I use it as training. That all goes up on my HMA University. So I'm able to leverage myself through audio. I'll repeat the same stuff over and over again for HMA consultant, but if I could say, go to the HMA training and I'll send you directly to the link where I've covered exactly your concerns, you can listen to it on your own right there and probably get a better idea and do it on your own time.
You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but mm-hmm. I was wondering how many consultants you have now and what is your goal as far as total number of consultants that you can support?
I have under 100 consultants right now. I can safely and comfortably work with 3 or 4 a month, which I'm at the point that I'm doing. I may be doing 3, 4, 5, sometimes it may be 2 a month. And I'm comfortable with that because I have other products that I develop and create and market as well. I'm not pushing my consulting thing really actively or any harder than any of my other stuff. It is a large amount of some of my audio recordings because that's what I was focusing on. But I don't have a goal to have 200 or 300 or 400. Everything's there. It's on autopilot. People like you find the recordings. They get turned on to it, and it generally leads to a call like this, and they become a consultant.
If during the course of my working with a client, I need some advice or need the direction in which to go or which to take, then is a three-way call possible?
I welcome it. I wish more of my consultants would call and say, let's do a three-way with Richard because he's available because I want to continue to add more content to the HMA University. I welcome it.
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of three-way calls on the HMA University with people just like you who just started, who have concerns, who maybe have trouble in specific situations with specific clients.
I had a short list of questions, but I think you covered them all.
All right. Well, certainly on that page 8, there's more stuff. I tell people this. Go take 2 or 3 people through the opportunity analysis before you invest.
Okay.
Sign someone up. Listen to the consultant I did with George. Talk to one of your clients. Set up a time. Tell them you're getting into a little different aspect of your business. You've been looking at the numbers, and you think you may have a couple ideas how we can really grow your business a little bit. And can't promise you anything, but can I take you through a little questionnaire? Can you come in, and we can talk about some things? And you take them through that opportunity analysis. And if you do that 5 or 6 times, you're going to have a client.
One of the things that I keep thinking about, the typical client is going to need the marketing type help, maybe a retail client, or maybe his customer is the public, the general public. When it comes to a professional firm like an engineering firm or a contractor, do you find that any harder to deal with? Is it just because they're not going after the general public, they're going after larger contractors, they're going after city governments and web engineer fees? Have you dealt with anything like that?
I really haven't. That could be tougher. It seems like there's more layers and a larger sales cycle. That could be frustrating. So if you have a choice to pick through 50 different potential clients, look for the easy ones. Retail's great. If you have retail business where they've got customers coming in and they're not capturing the names and the contact information of their existing customers, you can start building a customer list very fast. Satisfied, happy customers are the number one asset a business can have. Happy, satisfied customers coming into the business daily, and most of them are not capturing that information or ever contacting them. That's the greatest asset to look for, because that's how you can really grow the business quickly.
I have kind of a special interest in chiropractors because their patient is the general public. They can go after accident victims, mothers, almost anybody is a potential patient to them. And a lot of them just open shop and wait for folks to come in. That's all they do. So I'm kind of intrigued by the chiropractors and also the dentist.
Well, I have a recording on my site and one in the HMA University with a chiropractor named Dr. Greg Nielsen, who lives in a very small town, who has one of the most successful chiropractor businesses, and he uses direct mail. He uses a series of soap opera letters, which are these letters that he continually keeps in contact with his customers, which are extremely effective. There's a great interview once you get in there that'll show you how to do that. And then I can provide you his series of letters. It's not something that I offer with the HMA stuff, but I would buy it for you. I have a joint venture with him where I would buy that for you specifically. These are proven letters that have built his chiropractor business big time in a very small town, which would be really some great stuff.
Well, I'd be interested in doing that.
How old are you?
I am 50 years old.
Okay. You've got some more recordings if you want to listen to. I can email you a payment agreement if you want to review that and look at that and get that in to me. You're welcome to. Once I get that in and I get and approve your payment, I can send everything out immediately. I have everything in stock. It can go out today or tomorrow, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
All I can say is I'm here for you. Anything you need, you get all my expertise, all my contacts, because my consulting thing is really my higher end product that I sell. So I really treat my HMA students like gold. All my people get great treatment, but you really get the best treatment, because I know $3,900 is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
If you're serious about doing it, and you've got customers you can contact, $3,900 is nothing but one or two projects with one client, and you've made that investment back.
Right. Right.
And you'll have the tools. You'll have more tools than you can imagine to use, and you don't have to use all of them.
Now, what is HMA exactly? Is that an acronym?
The acronym for Hidden Marketing Assets.
Oh, okay.
Hidden Marketing Assets.
Okay. Well, I think you got a great product, and I'm going to listen a little bit more.
Okay.
A day or two, I'll probably take action here.
You got it. I'll email you a payment agreement, and you call me back if you have more questions, and we'll handle them.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. That's the end of this first section of the recording with this gentleman, and he did end up ordering and becoming an HMA consultant. This next section of the call is a three-way call between myself, him, and Richard. He had a few questions that I recorded a three-way call, so we're going to be answering a few of his questions. He's received all his information, and he's asking us to review a postcard that he had created from some of the initial documentation from the HMA system. So let's keep going.
Fairly easy, I think. The first one relates to the home study or self-study or group study manual that has been referenced to some 300 pages for group study. And I think that was the manual that was like $50 per participant.
Right.
Is that something that I need to order and get in my hands now?
If you're at the point where you think you're ready to get going on the group training, I was just on the phone with Richard about this. This is what we were discussing, because we're finishing up a couple of the loose ends. But the DVDs you have are the DVDs that are designed to show you and educate you and teach you how to put on a group training like Richard's doing.
Right.
Or you can place people in front of those DVDs and have them pay for an 8-week session to go through the group training. Each person who goes through it will need a set of manuals. And I think we talked about each set of the manuals, anyone you bring through the group training, you can charge anywhere from $500 to $600, $700 a person, but they will need a set of the manuals, and they're $50 for each set. So if someone goes through the training, you order them from us, and I send you a set at $50 a pop.
And that's different from the manuals that you sent me.
Yeah. I didn't send you any group training manuals. That's correct.
Yeah, the manuals you got are for you, and these are for the business owner.
So it's not just one manual, it's multiple.
There's seven.
Okay.
I may redo them into a three-ring binder where they're all together separated by tabs.
That might be a little better. Also, the CDs or the DVDs that I received out of the group, number 1, 2, 3, and 6, do not play.
On the group training? The regular
training.
Oh, the consulting training. Okay, what numbers aren't playing?
Well, 4 and 5 play right away. Number 1, I had to put in the third DVD player before we played. I actually had to put it into a DVD recorder.
Oh, is that right?
To get it to play.
All right, well, thank you for letting me know about that.
Those are 1, 2, 3, and 6.
1, 2, 3, and 6. All right, this is the first I've heard that they wouldn't play. I'll take out a set right here, and I'll test them in my DVD player here. I'll make sure they play on mine, and if they do, I'll put a whole new set in the mail to you.
Okay. Now, this was a relatively new Sony DVD player.
Yeah. You know, my duplicator, they're very high-end. I can ask them about what they think it could be. I haven't had a problem from any other consultant yet about the DVDs not playing, but it may be that you're the start. I don't know. So I'll check out a version here and get you another set out right away.
All right. Another thing.
Will they play in your computer DVD?
I haven't tried a computer. Are they designed to play in the computer?
Yeah, well, if you have a DVD player in your computer, they'll play in your computer as well.
I'll try them again in my computer and see if they work, but I did get them to work in one out of three places. I haven't tried all of them yet.
All right.
Just on, still on number one.
Where is that player located in your house?
Well, it's actually in my home. I've got two at home and one here at the office. I tried them first here in the office, and they only number four and five would play, and that's the Sony player.
All right, well, I can get you another set out. Maybe they'll play in your computer, but either way, I'll get you another set, and you can try them, and you can get me that set back, and I'll get them to run me a new set. I don't know if it has anything to do with just your players or what, but I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. The other thing, and I'm glad Richard's on the phone, too. He might have some input into this. I have taken the HMA evaluation, like about 10 pages. Are you familiar with the document I'm talking about, where it talks about increasing the business profits 25% to 100%. I have taken the information from that and condensed it down into a postcard that I want to use for
marketing.
Yes,
sure. It's,
or building my list is what I'm trying to say. I've got one initial rough draft here, and I would like Michael or you, Rich, either one, to take a look at it and tell me, am I headed in the right direction? Am I wasting my time? Do I need a better close or a better call to action? That's what I'm saying.
All right, absolutely. Can you email it to me as a Word or something?
It's a PDF file.
Yeah, send it to me.
And I'll send it on and let you take a look at it.
Who do you want to mail it to?
I want to get a list of business owners, the type of business owners that I normally work with. And
have you got a client base already from
your
time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, is that
good? I could start with them.
Yeah, that's where I'd start.
And get an idea, you know, get some feedback.
Yeah, and that's the way to package it, James, would be to say, hey, I'm just getting started in this new service offering. I'd love your feedback. And just kind of make it a test case. And say, because you're my client, I thought I could trust your feedback first. And do you think they're going to be excited about your new offer?
I think most of my clients are hungry for something like that.
Good.
Why not just call them and tell them what you're doing? I mean, if you call them and they're your clients and they trust you as an advisor on accounting, why not just skip the postcard and just go personal and just let them know what you're doing?
Take your postcard with you if you want.
Take it with you and just set up some meetings, set up some appointments.
Yeah. I could do that. You know, I could call every one of them and get 20% of them to agree to it, or I can mail the postcard and then contact only one and reply. I'm looking at saving some time here.
We'll try them both.
Well, I will.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to hang on, I'll send it right now.
All right, go ahead.
If you have a moment.
Yeah, I do. Did you watch the presentation, that articulate presentation, the role-playing? That's the one with a fancy PowerPoint presentation with Richard and I role-playing about how to take someone through what the HMA system can do. Do you remember that?
I don't think that one, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to email. Oh, you send me that postcard, and I'm going to send you a link back to that, because this is a presentation I'll customize with your information. Right now I have a generic one, but part of the package you get a customized presentation which can be played on any computer. From you can send it to anyone in the world who has internet access. I'll get a professional picture of you. Your picture will be there. You can have audio introduction of you introducing the presentation. I'll show you some samples of some that I've customized for others. And this is a very powerful, it's a one-hour presentation, and it outlines everything that the system that you've been trained in can do for your potential business. And it would really give a complete story of the new service that you provide, and that may even be something better to introduce your clients to.
Okay.
And it pre-qualifies them on everything you're going to do for them. So I'll show you that as well.
How long have you been doing your accounting?
Actually, I've been a CPA for about 15 years. I've had my own practice for 7 years now.
And these small businesses are exactly your clients, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Great. Well, I've always thought that one of the marketing consultant's biggest alliances could be with accountants. You're the first one, though, that I've seen aggressive enough and open enough-minded about marketing to even think about it.
Oh, is that right? Well, most of us have, I guess, more work and too little time to, you know, think outside the box.
And I think that's the case. I've tried a couple, and I just haven't been able to make a couple of them work.
Is that right?
I think you're right. I think there's just two inside the box.
Did you put this together yourself?
No, actually, I went on Elance and I said I want a postcard, and she said send me some content, and I did. And this is what you.
This is gorgeous. I mean, this is incredible, Richard.
She did this overnight.
This is awesome. This is a great graphic artist, Richard. You got to see this. I hope you get this.
Okay, send it.
How big of a postcard is this? What size?
You set it up to be a 6x9. At this size, it's hard enough to read the testimonials on it.
That's okay.
I can cut some of them out, make it pretty larger.
Very professional looking. I haven't read through the whole thing, but...
There it is, postcard.
You got it. Good. Okay. Open that sucker up. Increase your business profit 20% to 100% or more in 90 days. You already own hidden assets in your business that can dramatically increase your sales and profit.
How big is this?
6x9.
Okay. Front's got the yellow on the side.
Well, front and back has yellow on the side. The address size has the larger yellow panel. Gotcha. And the face would have the smaller yellow panel.
Yeah, that looks nice.
Right above the signature is the only call to action, and I was a little bit concerned or open to suggestions on what else to say there, what else to have them, what kind of action to have them.
Well, you know, you could, right at the bottom of that yellow, call now, get your phone number on there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm looking at this front part, you could at least get a phone number on there, Michael.
Yeah, the only call to action is the fax. That's fine. Oh, well, there's the phone number down at the bottom. You could have both, but certainly you want a phone number. You want to have them call. You want to have a phone number for them to call for their free report. What I can do, I can send you some text of how I would word it. What you could actually do is you can have them call a voicemail, and then you can put together more information that they can listen to without them thinking that they're going to be pressured when they call and be sold something. So you could have them call 24-hour voicemail recording, you know, free recording for more information. So they know it's a voicemail, so it's non-threatening. And you can use a voicemail service with an outgoing message that you can have. And there's plenty of them that you can leave more detailed outgoing message that gives you more of an opportunity to sell them when they call. And then at the end of that report or free report, you can invite them to leave their name and address and phone number for more information. So it extends the selling power of your postcard in a non-threatening way. If it piques their interest, they'll call, they'll get a little bit more, then they have a chance to leave their name and phone number and mailing address for you to mail them something or to set up an appointment. There's voicemail services there. You want a voicemail service? I totally am in love with this one service I use. Let me give you an example of what we just did, Richard and James. My client, George, the tanning client, he's up in Canada. He sells tanning packages. But there was a competing business that had been in business for 10 years that went out of business after 10 years. And he acquired and bought their database for like $250, 4,000 previous customers, names, addresses, phone numbers. We set up a voice broadcast. You know what a voice broadcast is, James?
No.
It's technology that allows you, if you have a list of phone numbers, like let's say you have your entire database of your phone numbers, you can upload it into the system and you can record a 30-minute recording and make an offer or provide a notice all automatically. So you record your message just like you're recording a message into your voicemail. And once you press save, it sends that recorded message. It calls every one of your phone numbers and will leave that message on their voicemail. It also has the function, if they pick up the phone, they can hear the message, or it has an option, if they pick up the phone, you can program it to hang up. So when someone checks their voicemail, they get a recorded message that sounds just as if you had called them personally. Now, that may be an option, too, for you to use to call your clients or to make an offer. What you could do is you could say, this is James Randolph. It's a quick call, and I want you to be looking out for something that I'll be sending you in the mail. So you can do a simple phone call first to your clients to let them know to look out for a big blue and yellow postcard that will be coming to them in the mail. Then you can do the mailing so they'll be looking for it and then take it from there. But it's very powerful. I did a test, Richard and James, to 700 of the numbers on this list. What it said was basically, you were a Bermuda Sun tanning customer. Bermuda Sun has gone out of business. You can no longer tan at Bermuda Sun, but you can tan here for free for 7 days. All you have to do is call. And then I left the number. So this number is the phone number to my client's store, but we had it forwarded to this mail. Now, the call started flooding in, so every caller that was calling was getting a busy signal because the girl was answering calls. But the system will capture the caller ID number automatically. It will also has a service where if you're broadcasting, it will pick up and cross-reference the phone number of the caller ID to the mailing address. So it starts compiling the mailing address of where the call originated from, all automatically in the system. So even though the phone was busy, we have a list of everyone who responded to the outgoing voice broadcast. And then we print that out, and I send it over to him, and he has his girls call back and say, I know you had just called about our recording. It was busy. And then they can take it from there, trying to reactivate these other customers. All automatically capturing names, capturing caller IDs. And I'm going to have my whole case study, what I've done with this tanning guy, in how we have just sealed up every missed call, every missed opportunity of his existing incoming calls, and we've sealed it up 100% using this service. It's pretty amazing. I just sent it about 30 minutes ago, but we've probably got already out of the 700, maybe 50 calls, because every time a call comes in, you get an email that a call had come in, and it gives you the caller ID. Also, if Andrea, the girl at the counter, took the call, you can hear her handling the customer, and a recording of that call is sent directly to any email address. So anyone who wants to monitor how the employees are handling the calls, you have a document, and it stores all the audio, all the recordings of each call that was handled. Richard, I'll take you through this thing.
I'd like to, sir.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
So if I use something like that, I'll have to change the phone number here in the card.
Yeah, that is correct. If you use take a number, you could probably get an 800 number, but I can walk you through and show you more about that.
All right.
What I'll do is I'll look at this postcard. Where's your graphic artist out of?
She's out of New York.
Yeah, what'd she charge you for this?
$225.
Okay, it's worth it. It's really nice work.
Yeah, and this is just the first draft.
I'll look at it. Are you in a rush to get back to her today?
Oh, no.
Okay, so by Monday, I want to really take a closer look at it, and I'll make you some suggestions. All right, anything else you got for Richard while you're wading through all this material?
Well, I would have had a list of questions.
Well, you can certainly
by surprise.
That's all right. We can do it later.
Well, I'm proud of you for getting going on this. This is great.
Well, I think it's a lot of good material if I can just get my clients to see it.
And another thing you could do with your current client base is pick one or two and maybe just do a no-charge project.
Okay.
And you want their feedback. You could say something like, if this first one goes real well, I'd like you to retain me for a couple other ones.
Yeah, James, you've got relationships with your clients. There's nothing wrong with postcards and direct mail if you're trying to go after totally new customers. But a lot of people will use that because they want to avoid the personal interaction. There's no doubt about it. You're going to have to get in front of these people, sit your clients down, take them through the opportunity analysis. Even if you tell them it's for practice, that's how you're going to get good and comfortable and confident with it. And that's going to be your main driving force for getting clients, especially your existing ones. I mean, you're just going to mess up a couple times and be nervous, but you got to go through that. But you can avoid all the direct mail and all that by simply picking up the phone. And, you know, I never hear from my accountant unless they need something or it's tax time. That's the only time he calls me. But if he called me and said, I'm branching off and I know I've saved you a lot of money on taxes, but I got a couple ideas of how we can make you a few extra bucks, you got a couple minutes. Say, absolutely. I mean, I trust this guy. I'm trusting him with my financial information. You already are a trusted advisor in your client's mind. They're going to listen to you. Let me ask you, out of all your clients, there's got to be one or two you're itching to get at with tons of customers and doing the kind of sales volume. I mean, you've got the intelligence on their business. Is there anyone who stands out in your mind that you think would be a great prospect?
The first one I would go to would be one of my best friends that's a client of mine. He's a mortgage broker, and he uses Christian radio stations to do his advertising. pays about $3,000 to $5,000 a month for a weekly spot on the radio station. He goes through times when he has all the business he can handle, like last year when interest rates were still low. But now that interest rates are rising, it's getting a little bit slower. So he needs some help on how to get his customers out there to call in. I asked him the other day, I said, what do you do with all the customers that have done business with you in the past or called and inquired about a mortgage? And he says, well, nothing really. He said, usually once they get a mortgage there, they won't need another mortgage for 5 to 8 years. And I said, well, most of them might not, but you don't know that they all don't need a mortgage.
Well, and they have friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think he's got a tremendous asset there.
Yeah.
Just in his inquiry database.
You bet.
And there are several. In his business, he'll get 100 phone calls and have lengthy conversations with these potential mortgage customers. And out of that 100, he might spend an hour with every one of them. But he won't get but maybe 20 mortgages out of that 100. So he's got 80 people there that he can get back with.
Yeah.
And people just take the information down and do something with it.
That's a good eye. That's good. You saw that.
That's right.
All right, James, I know Rich has got to go, and I got to get out of here. I will get back with you here by Monday with some feedback on that.
Okay.
And I will also get you a set of another DVDs. I'll test them first, and I'll get them out to you today.
Okay.
And we'll get going on it, but it's a beautiful postcard. It really is. I'm excited to see how it works. I'd love to test it myself.
James,
it's Mike Soff here. How are you?
Good, Mike.
Good. You got a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay, I want to go over this postcard with you, just some ideas.
All right.
I'll do a recording of this, and I'll email you the recording. You can send it to your graphic artist, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so you don't have to write anything down, but are you looking at the postcard?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the front of the postcard, the headline, increase your business profits 20% to 100% and more in 90 days.
Right.
I want you to add to the headline and make it bigger and include without spending money on advertising. Okay, so the headline should also include without spending money on advertising.
All right.
You already own hidden assets in your business that can dramatically increase your sales and profits. That's fine. But instead of referring to the hidden asset marketing system, I want to refer to Randolph Consulting. So wherever it says hidden asset marketing system, you're going to be the guy to do it.
Right.
And make it more personal. You're the expert. You've been trained in the system, but they don't care about that. They want a person, not a system, to help them do it. So my thinking is, in fact, full implementation of Randolph Consulting will guarantee that your profits will increase 20 to 100% or more. The reason Randolph Consulting is so effective in helping your business grow is it takes a non-traditional approach to marketing. The traditional view of marketing is to grow your business by generating prospects who will hopefully become customers. This is often done through some type of advertising. Advertising is the most popular form of gambling among small business owners. That's fine. Then at the top over on the left, instead of the hidden marketing asset system looks at marketing differently, you can do Randolph Consulting Group looks at marketing differently. Now on the back side, where you have kind of the continuation, are you making any of these marketing mistakes? I've changed the wording on some of these because most of these people don't know what a USP is. They don't understand what back end and front end and joint ventures are. So the first bullet, instead of not promoting your USP or EVP, I put, are you making any of these mistakes? Not promoting what makes you different. Then the next one, instead of running ineffective image advertising, I just put running ineffective advertising. Then instead of cutting prices on the front end with no back end in marketing plan, I just put simply cutting prices. Then I left not testing all components of your marketing the same. Then not using effective headlines, I put instead not capturing your customers' name and contact information. Not capturing your customers' name and contact information. And then on the one under it, instead of building on only one or two marketing pillars, I put relying on only advertising to get customers. And then on the next one, instead of not using joint ventures, I put not partnering, not partnering. And then ads that tease and titillate instead of teach and educate. That's good. If so, then you have a wealth of marketing assets. These hidden marketing assets may take many different forms. All right, we can leave that. That's fine. But if they could be leveraged and optimized, these assets could produce 100 to a million in additional revenue and profit for your company without spending more money on advertising. I want you to add that to the end. Then the next paragraph. The Randolph Consulting Group will help you identify and redeploy these assets in a way that will give you dramatic growth increases without having to invest a lot of money or without having to make a lot of costly and time-consuming changes in your business. To get your no-obligation free report about how Randolph Consulting Group can transform your business, call 24-hour voicemail message at, and then you have a phone number with a voicemail number. So I'd get set up with an 800 number or a local voicemail number for Tuscaloosa that you can leave an outgoing voicemail message, where they can leave a message. And then that last PS, haven't you always thought there was more potential in your business? Well, now you have a way to help you find it. Now you have a way, instead of system, to help you find it. So don't let another opportunity pass you by. And I would say call now instead of take action now. And that's it. I think everything else is fine. I think it would make it more personal. These businesses only know advertising. So let's talk their language. That's the end of this recording with Richard, myself, and a new HMA consultant out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope it's answered some of your questions about the consulting business and hopefully given you some confidence that, yes, you have the ability to be a marketing consultant. You have all the tools you'll need to attract and to obtain and get paying clients. So I hope this gives you enough courage to get going. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Enjoy. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another tip for you. If you ever wanted or dreamed about making money part-time from home working as a business growth specialist, or in other words, working as a marketing consultant, well, I've got good news for you. There are over 20 hours on my site all having to do with how to become a marketing consultant. In these recordings, you'll hear me doing live calls, getting clients, making real money all by phone, never having to drive out to make appointments, never meeting face-to-face, all following a simple system that I'm going to hand to you on a silver platter where you can do the same thing. See, I believe to become a marketing consultant, you shouldn't have to invest a bunch of money up front. I want to give you the tools to go out there and get your first client before you pay anything. And that's what I have waiting for you at HardToFindSeminars.com. If you go to the homepage at HardToFindSeminars.com and click on the audio clips, and if you scroll down a little bit and go to the page H, that's page H, there you will see all my recordings on marketing consulting. There you will hear me do live, real calls, consulting with prospects, and you'll hear me making real money, closing the sale at the end of this presentation. This is an education that you won't find anywhere else, only here at HardToFindSeminars.com. What are you waiting for? Get on over to page H at HardToFindSeminars.com, and I hope to see you as a successful marketing consultant. Enjoy.
To review that message, delete it. Thank you for calling.